AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Still waiting for word from the Supreme Court whether the Trump administration must start complying with lower court orders that require full payments in the SNAP food aid program. At a Veterans Day ceremony, President Trump acknowledged Republican leaders' efforts in ratifying a deal with a small group of Senate Democrats to get the federal government reopened.
Congratulations to you and to John and to everybody on a very big victory. We're opening up our country. Should have never been closed. Should have never been closed.
Despite last night's Senate vote, the shutdown continues until the House approves the measure. There's still no timeline on when flight cuts will ease. Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing in control towers. 1,200 flights canceled today. The Southeast is seeing record low temperatures while there's snow in the Northeast. Hai Panjwani has details.
Record low temperatures are affecting 18 million people under a freeze warning across Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Kleebauer says an area in Florida shattered its record low temperatures this morning.
Our greatest departure that we've seen for a record was actually the Lakeland Regional Airport down in Florida. Their records go back to 1948, and they were at 36 this morning, and the old daily record was 44 back in 1996. So actually beating it by a whole 8 degrees.
The cold spell moved from the northern plains and brought an abrupt transition to wintry temperatures. Meanwhile, parts of the Great Lakes and Northeast experienced significant snowfall, making it difficult to drive. Forecasters expect temperatures to rise by the end of the week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow rallied 550 points, a 1.2%, to reach a new closing high. The S&P added 0.2%, but the Nasdaq dipped 0.3%, amid concerns stocks caught up in the AI frenzy may have become too expensive. This is AP News. The 11th day of the 11th month is Veterans Day. Ed Donahue reports President Trump marked it with a traditional visit.
On a cold Veterans Day, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. He paid tribute to those who have fought for their country.
Everything we have, everything our country has achieved, has been purchased by the muscle, spine, and steel of the United States military. We owe it all to the fierce and noble men and women of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines.
The president says Americans don't quit, never surrender.
Today is not only Veterans Day, but it's my proclamation that we are now going to be saying and calling Victory Day for World War I.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.